You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What?
We talked yesterday about the importance of the Amber Alert system in an emergent situation, like a two-year-old was missing. There were two people murdered in Topeka. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely Amber Alert material, 100%.
No question about it.
It led to the safe recovery of that child, thank God. I just read a headline that in Arizona, they have just issued a turquoise alert.
Sorry? The color again?
Scott, they've issued a turquoise alert for a girl named Violet. I'm out.
What's a turquoise alert?
We got to stop with the alerts. Amber alert number one. That is the most important.
Silver number two.
Silver has sort of crept in over the last 5 years.
That means old person.
And it does mean someone elderly who has wandered away. And
probably doesn't know their name.
We have a lot of cases where there have been some very sad outcomes. People with Alzheimer's, that kind of thing. I think, you know, and this for now is Arizona specific. I think we just need to, you know what I mean? Like there needs to be Amber. And silver, I understand because that is happening so often, but that's also a detriment because it's happening so often. Yeah. You know, we want all eyes to be looking on the roads and our truck drivers and all of that and on the scout cams when there's been a child that's abducted. This was a mother who did not have custody of the six-year-old. And so it's you know, they didn't believe she was in danger, but we need to know where they are.
The difference between a turquoise alert and an amber alert, as you just mentioned, is that an amber alert addresses child abductions. Turquoise alerts are basically just there's a kid missing. We don't know if they're in danger or
it's
not.
It's actually anyone under the age of 65.
Yeah, who's missing?
Anyone.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
So think about it, Scott. I actually feel sorry for the police departments on this. I haven't seen my boyfriend, who's 32, in 2 days. He went out with some buddies. They went out on a bender. I can't find him. He's not answering his phone. You see where I'm going with this?
Why do we need an alert? Why don't we just call it a missing persons case?
Because I think in a lot of cases, if the criteria is just we're not sure where they are and they're under 65, well, my God, you can't take that to the news. It's all we would be doing.
If somebody is north of 18 but south of 65, leave them alone.
Unless there are, you know, if there's a blood trail outside of their apartment, 100%.
No, but that's not what the turquoise alert is about. Turquoise alert is for somebody who is missing.
Now, there was a woman, a graduate student, I think it was Milwaukee, somewhere along the Mississippi River,
who was seen
walking back to her dorm and reported missing because she never showed up at her dorm. And her body was found downstream.
And that's unfortunate.
And do they think, Sam, she slipped into the water?
They have not discussed any.
It's so sad. Cause. Like that, it's she drowned. But I don't know that they know the circumstances surrounding
that.
And it
was the middle of the day. It's not like.
I get it. Well, there were three men whose bodies were pulled from the Mississippi River near Memphis this week. And it is not suspicious. They were fishing and swimming in the river, obviously upstream. And their bodies just happened to come ashore near Memphis.
If you just can't find someone under the age of 65, okay?
All right.
That is what social media is for. When you want to talk about the positive aspect of social media, when the young man went missing from here that was working for FEMA down in a different part of the state, he was like down in the Branson area, I believe. Social media was all over that.
Oh, I remember that one.
And they did find him. I don't think we ever found out what was going on with him. They did find him.
All right.
No, text line. Dana was not saying that her boyfriend is only 32.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, let's just say you haven't heard from your boyfriend in a couple days. I threw out that number because this turquoise alert is anyone under the age of 65. People go missing for 1 or 2 days all the time, and they're not even missing. Just because you haven't heard from them doesn't mean they're missing.
Agreed. Now, are we about to get hit with a lot of rain?
It's coming.
It's coming.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
We are getting text after text on the text line regarding the weather and where it's moving.
All right.
I think Reed Timmer was on to something.
I am looking now at...
Don't
look at the circle they put.
Nervous.
You know, every once in a while when you pull up the radar app, they put a big old blue, like hexagon around what's going on.
That's not what the image looked like last night on Fox 4.
Our entire listening area.
Two blobs down here and one longer blob in the middle.
I'm telling you right now, Ottawa, Paola, Eureka, they're getting pounded right now, and it is going
really
north.
After what Sam just said, and you're going to say they're getting pounded right now?
It is going north and
inappropriate
east right toward us.
You mean they're getting a lot of rain?
Lawrence, hang on. It's coming to you. Oh, Lawrence is about to get it. Olathe.
Oh, they're getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton, Baldwin City. Mm. You know, it's coming. I'm just saying, it's coming.
They're going to get nailed.
All right. What is the biggest thing that you have ever taken back and you've asked for a refund or maybe a store credit when you really probably shouldn't have? That is what this story is about.
Okay. So I'm detecting, if I may, a little bit of guilt in your voice. You were the queen of taking things back to Macy's.
I know someone who once took a mattress back to Costco after a year.
Are you a tag tucker?
I'm not.
You've never tag tucked?
No. God, that's so gross.
People tag tuck.
I do not tag tuck. In fact, that's why they put all kinds of weird things clipped onto the dresses now.
Because people tag tuck.
For prom and for, you know what I mean? So listen to this. Lowe's and Home Depot are adding a return policy. This says that will outrage customers. I don't think it's going to outrage anybody, but it's interesting.
And just the ones that do it.
And it gets into the different, places that have different policies about this. The overall problem with the return is massive, with total returns projected to reach $890 billion in 2024.
And a lot of those are on Amazon.
Yeah, so think of all the gas that's wasted, all of the resources, all of the manpower, taking your clock that you no longer want back from where it came. Okay?
All right.
Retailers estimate almost 17% of their annual sales in 2024 were returned.
That's an amazingly high number. That is not what I expected.
17%. So Lowe's and Home Depot, starting about 3 weeks ago, quietly instituted a more restrictive return policy.
Who did? Costco and who?
It is Lowe's and Home Depot.
Oh, Lowe's and Home Depot.
Home Depot now has a 48-hour return policy on certain items.
Good.
Yeah, here's the deal. This is why people are doing this. You buy the power washer, okay? Mm-hmm. You power wash your driveway. Then you stick it back. You take it back and you go, yeah, I'm not so sure I want this. So they're saying now if you buy an appliance, you have to call a number within 48 hours, excluding weekends, for any damages or defects on major appliances, and also ranges dishwashers and some microwaves.
Takes far less than 48 hours to power wash my driveway. Mm-hmm. I'm still good to go.
And then they are passing off the problem to the
manufacturer.
Home Depot's saying, we're out.
Good.
Because the manufacturer is going to say, nope, you bought it, you buy it.
Good. If you use it, you can't return it.
Home Depot now says there are some items where you only get 7 days to return it. Dehumidifiers. How many people after a flood?
Yep.
You're like, I'm not going to use this again. Dehumidifiers, pressure washers, air conditioners, both window and portable, generators. All products now must be unused and in their original factory sealed packaging.
Good for them.
They unveiled that June 16th, meaning you can't even open it because they're on to you, people. They're on to you if you got the generator because you're out of power, and then the next day you take it back.
Have you ever worn a pair of shoes and taken them back?
No, gross.
I'm just asking.
No, uh-uh.
Why don't their customer service people look at the dehumidifier and say, hey, that water line right there shows me that you use this thing to the point that it filled up with water?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I've never done it with a big item, but I did get two free pairs of shoes due to factory defects one time.
Chainsaws and pole saws are on here. You know these are all the things.
You can tell when those have been used.
Covered in sawdust.
Mm-hmm. Not if you buff it up a little bit.
Well,
the label missing from the blade arm.
Why? Because it went through the trunk of a tree?
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. The new 48-hour window effectively bars customers from returning their appliance purchases unless they were paid for with Lowe's private label credit card or they remain unopened in their original and undamaged factory sealed packaging. What if you buy like one of those seal-a-meals and you reseal it?
Okay.
then you take the sealer back.
Is this still a big issue at restaurants? When I was working in the restaurant industry, we all the time would have people come up and say, this is too salty. I need a refund. And I'm like, did you decide it was too salty on the third bite or the last bite? Because you ate the whole dang thing.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's go to Kathy in Kansas City. Kathy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So the largest thing that I've ever returned was a car.
Okay.
Was it a lemon?
Well, actually, no. It was a great working car. I picked it up. I had 7 days to return it. And I noticed there was a kind of smell in the car. I thought it was just a hot day and yada, yada, yada. And so I took it home, left the windows down. It's still smelling, and the smell was getting stronger. I put my mom in the car and see if she smelled anything. Her throat swelled up, and I thought, okay, so this is not my imagination. So I had my sister come over. She said the same thing. I said, well, this is family. I need an impartial person. So I took the car to the mechanic to see if the car at least ran well. And he came back out, and he's wiping down his hands. I said, well, how's the car? He says, oh, it's a great car if it can stand the smell.
What was it?
Wait. And before you answer that, when you test drove the car, did you not smell it then?
Well, the smell was, you know how on hot summer days when you first get in a car and you smell a little bit of the plastic?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a very hot May day, and I thought, okay, you know, as soon as I turn on the air, and, you know, it will go away like it normally does. It didn't go away.
I see. What was the smell? Did you ever find out?
Well, we come to find out, my sister and I researched it and come to find out that the car was made in Korea, and their plastic, you know how you get the new car smell?
Yeah, but everybody likes that.
Well, not everybody. I guess there's different new car smells in different countries.
Huh.
We were researching, I've read how the Chinese do not like American new car smell.
Oh.
They say that it smells like rotten bananas to them.
Oh.
Rotten bananas.
Okay.
The smell that we had was burnt olive oil and a burnt Teflon pan.
Burnt olive. That okay. is a very
right,
specific car smell.
Kathy, thank you for the call. And I hope you have a fragrance-free weekend. Heather in Bates City. Heather, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, we love you guys. We love your show.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm listening to you on Odyssey right now through at the pool. But I want to tell you guys, you guys were talking about the biggest thing that you returned and also Home Depot, their return policy. I bought a washer and dryer. I spent $1,900 on a brand new Maytag washer and dryer in November. 8 days after I bought it, it locked and it threw a code and it locked. It had one of those locking lids. All the clothes were inside of it filled with water. So I called Home Depot. I'm like, we've got a problem. I need to return this and exchange it. And they're like, sorry, you're past your two-day window. So I had to wait 9 days, could not do any laundry, 9 days for the Maytag repair guy to come out. And then when he got out here, he fixed it. Well, he had to order a part, so that was another week. So finally he got it fixed, got the clothes out of it. Disgusting, by the way. And then 3 weeks later, it threw a different code. Luckily, there weren't clothes in it, and the door didn't lock. I was just filling it up and went to go turn it on, and it just wouldn't turn on. And I had made multiple calls to Home Depot, like, you know, I just spent $2,000. I want my money back. I want to exchange this. Finally, after multiple calls, I showed up on a Sunday morning, the very last time that it broke. I literally probably did 20 loads of laundry in 5 weeks, 4 weeks, and it broke down twice. And finally, the manager at the Home Depot that I bought it from, he had agreed to let me return it.
Huh.
And not only did he let me return it, I didn't have to return it. He came out here and picked it up.
Oh, wow.
And delivered my new washer and dryer, which obviously wasn't a Maytag. So, yes, I just wanted to let you know about that policy. Well, like, that policy can be good for people that take advantage of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're ruining it for the rest of us when something actually goes wrong, Heather.
Right. And I did sign the thing that said, you know, you've got 48 hours. Well, you think you turn it on, it works, it's going to run. And then literally 8 days later, I've got clothes in it. And I'm telling you, when these clothes came out, it was so gross.
Lovely. Hey, Heather, on a totally different subject, and I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but I just looked up exactly where Bates City is in Missouri, and you said you were at the pool.
I'm in my pool.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm just telling you, there is some really severe weather kind of sort of heading in your direction.
Yes, I'm waiting for the thunder and the lightning, but it's not here yet. We've missed all, like last night, you know, it rained 9 inches all the way around us, except here we got 2 inches. Last week it rained 7-8 inches. Everywhere we got 0.20 inches. We're just on that split where we kind of don't get anything. I'm hoping for rain. I'm hoping for a storm. But
okay, I just don't want you to be sitting there in your little floaty in the pool, and the next thing you know, we're reading right. Your obituary or something.
Be careful.
Yes, I hope not. I will. I promise I won't let that happen. The minute I hear thunder, I'm out.
Okay.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Atchison, Johnson, Leavenworth, Wyandotte, Caldwell, Carroll, Clay. On the Missouri side, of course, Clinton, Davies, Gentry, Grundy, Harrison, Holt. This is going to be the entire Jackson, Lafayette listening area. Severe thunderstorm warning.
Not a watch, a warning.
It's coming in hot.
Yeah, it is. Man, the skies have gotten a little darker. The radar is really red. By the way, the Department of Justice finished their second day interview with Ghislaine Maxwell this morning. They claim, the Department of Justice, she is the one who initiated contact. She is the one who said, come down to Florida. I want to talk to you guys. So we will see what happens.
She wants to get out.
Well, yeah, she wants to get out really badly.
By the way, I know that some people don't love all this rain. I love rain. Of course, the flooding is scary. Keep in mind, last Friday, we were forecasting 5 days in a row with a high of 98.
Yeah, what is it right now?
It's at least knocked the temperature down.
It sure has. I love it.
I don't think we've had one day that reached 98.
There was one day earlier this week, though. I got in the car after work at, you know, 6 o'clock.
You're right,
and it's like 90.
Tuesday.
It was 94 degrees or something. It's currently 83. That's your official weather of the station. We're under a flash flood watch until
Bill Brooks
and Buckner does it better. We're under a flood watch until 7:15 tonight. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 short minutes. Man, this day's going by fast. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Literally.
There was some wind from behind. All right, what is the update? I must know.
So it was widely reported when the fart heard round the world was caught on camera at the British Open that flatulence came from a spectator. Scheffler was slightly in the rough. Spectators right behind him, cameras nearby. He executes a beautiful shot, and then you hear the fart.
Mm-hmm.
And the commentators, well, now he was on Barstool.
Who was it?
He admitted on Pardon My Take. Yeah.
I knew it.
That was me. Oh, yeah. That was me. You're out there for like 6 hours. You're eating different food over here, over there. Stuff's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I will tell you this. I wondered at the time if it was possible that it was actually Scheffler because, you know this, when they are filming the golfers, there are microphones strategically placed, like certainly on the tee boxes around the greens. And it would flow from that the closer you are to the photographer, the more likely that's going to be picked up. And the closer you are to the photographer, the more likely you are a player.
There was some wind from behind.
There was some wind from behind. Just a bit. From his behind.
Extraordinary.
By the way, yesterday we started a new feature on the program. How long it will last, we don't know yet. But we're going to anti-dum-dum America, or at least Kansas City, with a new word that you can learn every single day. And today is my day.
Okay, well, let's go over the name of it. I think it's the Dana and Parks something something not dumbing down America thing. And my word yesterday was frittering.
Frittering, which means to basically be goofing off, doing nothing, wasting your time.
And during the break, we were frittering, and I needed to remind Scott
that I needed a word.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped frittering around.
Yes.
And I found today's anti-dum-dum word of the day.
Okay.
Today's word is bibble.
Bibble?
Bibble.
Spell it, please.
B-I-B-B-L-E. Bibble.
May I have the origin?
English.
Bibble. I love it.
Okay.
Bibble is from the old Latin term bibire.
Okay.
Or to drink.
Okay. That's sort of kind of what it means in English.
Okay.
If you're in a restaurant and somebody is eating or drinking loudly, you know.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
That sound. They are what they are doing is bibbling.
Is it a verb?
It can be many things, but they're engaged in a bibble. There's a noun.
Okay, they are engaged in a bibble, but one who bibbles
is bibbling at the restaurant.
Is it always food and mouth related?
I believe so. Let me look up the official Oxford definition of
to bibble.
Bibble.
To drink or eat noisily.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Look, we all know someone who does it, but is there anything worse than like being like, hey, do you know that you do that?
Bibble is also known as an expressive variant of the word bubble, likely originating from the sound that people make when drinking or eating noisily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know that there are weird people in this world that will pay money on the internet to listen to people make noise while they eat? It's disturbing.
ASMR.
I hate
that. Dana, there's also people that buy
noise.
Used underpants.
I know. Or socks or...
You guys ignored the story in the stack. I put it in 3 days in a row. There is a new ASMR massage.
I don't even know what ASMR means.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It is taking the country by storm.
We do it every single night.
Wait, what?
If you're talking about the same headline I am, it is if you know I did acupuncture and I just knock out. It just knocks me out.
What's that got to do with ASMR?
I don't even know
what that is.
There are these places where you can go and they will like take a feather or every night I have this done right here. Like the fingers lightly.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Over your forehead.
Very, very lightly.
It puts me in a trance.
Like a coma.
Every single night. But Sam, I saw this headline. You can now go pay somebody to do that. Like if you're single, if you live by yourself.
So the true ASMR massage is no touch.
Excuse me?
What?
There is no touch. It is all sounds.
Well, that's not a massage.
It is. It's massaging you through frequency.
No.
Audially?
That would be one way to describe it, yeah. And so I think they may incorporate some feathers, Dana, so there might be touch by feather, but there is no touch person to person.
And people pay for that?
They play different sounds.
It's called feather tickle therapy. And it's viral. I saw this just last week.
All over the place.
It's called Tickle Spa, which, let's be honest,
sounds dirty.
Need to work on that name.
Yeah.
Mm.
ASMR, by the way, is the autonomous sensory meridian response, and it is effectively the different sounds different activities make and the sensation that it gives us.
So, what it really is, if we look up the English definition of ASMR, it's the sucking sound out of your wallet.
That's disgusting.
For somebody doing absolutely nothing.
Well, now listen, with the feather tickling, this sort of is sweeping the nation because people are figuring out what I figured out and it puts me in a trance. It is a sensory experience that does release feel-good endorphins. It deepens body awareness. I just go, honk. It just makes me, it's hard to explain. I don't know why.
Oxford describes ASMR as the feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp down the back of the neck as experienced by some people in response to specific gentle stimuli, often a particular sound.
We have these. They're called head spas. We have them right here in Kansas City. Anyway, back to Bibble.
For some people,
I would need a massage after
bibbling.
That. No, do not make that noise. Oh, my God. That is the antithesis of the featherhead massage.
That noise drives you crazy?
As what about Dan Weinbaum sipping coffee in the newsroom?
Back as I can remember, Scott, I wanted, like when I would go get my hair cut, the best part of that is when you're back in the bowl and they take your head and they do the scalp massage. It just mm-hmm. knocks me out. I don't know why.
It does feel good.
No more chewing noises. It really does
look,
make me crazy.
Look, I am turning right. off the sound.
It really okay? does make me crazy.
All right. All right. We won't do that.
Testing. Yeah.
That sounds good.
What was that?
I don't know.
Testing.
Not
testing.
Sure what that was.
1, 2. Just do it. Do this across your forehead. Oh. No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Sam, cut it out.
Stop it. Oh, that is so bad.
That was not cool, man.
It makes me ragey. It makes me aggravated. It makes me.
Sam just promised he's not.
No, I'm not putting my headphones back on. You want? It makes me stabby, Sam.
Yeah. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
On Monday, you will hear my ADD Dana and Parks word of the day. That is awful. It's not me. As you can see, my hands are still up.
My hands are moving. I'm not going to lie. My hands are moving over
here. My hands are up like I got caught and there's cherries and berries behind me. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, brother.
Stop.
So Frankie, the capuchin monkey in Shawnee, inside the pet stop, is back in the news. The Kansas City Star is now picking up the story, and let me read from the pages of the Star. Inside Pet Stop, a locally owned pet store that's been operating in Shawnee since 1976, is all the normal pet supplies, dog food, cat litter, and of course, birds, fish, puppies, reptiles.
And then the monkey.
They've got, I used to take the kids there just to pass the time when they were very young because they've got so many exotic animals there, tarantulas and hissing cockroaches. And of course, they have Frankie, a capuchin monkey, not for sale, who has lived near the front of the store for nearly 2 decades. Visitors can see him climbing the branches in his cage, which includes a tire swing, a ladder, a rainbow ball, and hanging toys. For some, like me and my kids, he's a draw into the shop that describes itself as the indoor zoo. For others, a monkey so small, capuchins average between 3 to 9 pounds, he's become a big cause of concern. Namely, a group of local activists is pushing for Frankie's relocation to a sanctuary. They worry that Frankie lacks social connection with other monkeys and suffers psychological trauma from being kept in a cage for almost 20 years, especially if he could still be around for another 20 years. Capuchin monkeys live roughly 15 to 25 years in the wild, but in captivity can live to be 40. The activists are the latest group of concerned residents who have over the years tried to garner public attention to, quote, free Frankie. They say there are 2 sanctuaries willing to take the monkey, and they hope their work creates enough attention to motivate the pet stop's owners to find Frankie another home. But Greg Smith, who is one of the pet stop's owners, says Frankie has been a member of our family for nearly 20 years. He is happy, he is healthy, and he is loved. Thoughts?
I don't think the controversy is going to go away.
He could be on a farm
and
in St. Louis.
You also can't return a monkey like that into the wild. So,
well, they want to put him in a sanctuary with other capuchin monkeys where he would have friends of his own type.
Right.
Now, I've been to the pet, I haven't been to the pet stop in quite a while.
I haven't.
Well,
either.
That's not true. We got Henry, our little sweet betta fish that didn't last very long. We got him at pet stop.
Wait, you did not share with us that Henry died.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I most certainly did.
Oh, I forgot.
Henry hasn't been with us for quite some time. I think Henry made it 5 months. And I just decided then and there, I'm apparently not good at owning pets. I couldn't even keep a fish alive for 5 months.
If they're feeding it and it's happy.
And that's my point. You know,
what's the problem?
I've been to the pet stop many, many times. It's actually a pretty good pet store. And they've got some really interesting creatures in there. And Frankie never seemed, he always seemed energetic, excited, happy. It's not like he's sitting in the corner sucking his thumb and crying. It's almost like when you walk up to his cage, and his cage is big, you know, for just one animal. It's circular or tubular, whatever, you know, and it goes from floor to ceiling inside the store. And it's pretty decent size. I would say about a third of the size of this room. And, okay. And our studio is pretty decent size, by the way. And it's almost like he's on stage when you go up to his cage. He's climbing around on the branches and jumping around, and he's very excited.
And he's interacting. He's not screaming.
No. Now, I can also feel the argument that, you know, it might be nice if he was able to interact with creatures of his own kind. But nobody ever says, well, you know, the dog that you keep at home needs to be someplace where there are other dogs.
But monkeys are more, they live in social groups in a way that dogs don't.
And
if dogs do live in social groups, they try to kill you. Like the feral kind that are all out doing what dogs did 1,000 years ago. Monkeys are supposed to be in social groups, are they not?
Textline also says that the owners take him home every night.
I did not know that.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they say.
Then if that's true, there's no problem whatsoever. We just talked about a crazy woman that they're doing a documentary about because she was hiding chimpanzees in her home in St. Louis.
Also,
she was breastfeeding them too.
It wasn't her. It was a different chimpanzee owner. That being said, I think we can all agree there's crazy in the world. And if you're just taking this thing home at night to be around family, and then it's in the store during the day, that's no different than friends of mine who take their dogs to work.
Fair.
If you take him and put him in a sanctuary with a bunch of other monkeys, and right now he could live another 20 years, that will shorten it to 5.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because they will pick on him. They will abuse him.
They'll be mean to him.
He has never been in a monkey family.
There's a hierarchy.
There most certainly is. And he is not in it. He's not even in it.
In the back of the bus when you're like a sophomore in high school.
Okay. Wow, I did not see that reference coming.
You did not enjoy high school, did you?
No.
Or grade school.
I was a bus rider.
All the way through your senior year?
I feel like I was more like maybe 15 when I stopped riding the bus. There's a lot of trauma done back there.
I loved high school. I thought high school was fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have just cleared every single line. Woo! This is your chance. Festivus Friday is coming up right after the news with Dan. It is brought to you by Q39, the telephone number, and get in early. It's your best chance, 913-586-7798. That's 913-586-7798. We will grieve when we get back. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.